a sea of cream and crimson filling the field surrounding Memorial Stadium before a home IU football game leads to a sea of plastic cups, glass bottles, and a few unmentionables. But drive by the next day and you'll be none the wiser.
We go to as much of an extent as we can to try and make the area presentable. Like I say, you know, 7 a.m. till noon. Noon's our target where we want to have everything cleaned up. So when people drive along 17th Street to bypass Dunn Street or Fee Lane, they see a very nice athletic complex following a football game.
That's Chuck Crabb, Assistant Athletic Director of Facilities. It's his budget that pays the $3,600 cleanup costs for each game. But who exactly is the university paying to do all that work?
Somebody was partying hard.
More often than not, it's these guys, members of Bloomington High School South's wrestling team. Joey Todd, a junior at South, has been cleaning up after IU student tailgates for the past 6 years. Sometimes Todd says he and his friends find money or take home grills and lawn chairs which were left behind. But mostly, the teen and his teammates are left to clean up bottles and cans that once contained beverages for 21 and over consumers.
We're finding a bunch of empty cups people leave and just bottles of alcohol, empty bottles of alcohol, a bunch of Budweiser cans and all that.
The boys bag the trash and put everything in dumpsters, leaving more difficult items like broken shards of glass for workers who will rake the fields in the next few days. Crabb says the school provides some protection to see the cleanup crew is safe.
All of the students and the people involved in the cleanup were issued cloth gloves, cotton gloves, and bags. We have plastic gloves that are available also in case they really get into some messy areas.
The South wrestlers are joined by athletes from Edgewood High School. Today it's the boys' basketball team and a group from Owen County. Each group agrees to provide 40 members apiece for cleanup and earns $1,200 per game. Crabb says the IU Athletics Department has been using these three groups almost exclusively for years. But he says there is some truth to the oft-repeated rumor that post-game cleanup is done by students who've received underage drinking tickets, mostly during Little 500 weekend.
At a fall period of the year, there generally is not enough people who have been involved in pretrial diversion to meet the needs that we have numbers-wise. And we can't be dependent upon the court system meeting that goal. And it's not ours to ask them and ask the police, hey, go out and arrest 120 kids and cite them for minor consumption or illegal consumption. I mean, that's not what we're wanting to see as the situation at all.
Besides, athletics event and venues coordinator Jim Jarvis says paying nonprofit organizations is a good way for IU to give back. And it saves the school money.
If you had workers do it, it would cost you more. But this really helps the people in community raise, you know, instead of, this is like their fundraiser. South wrestlers use this money to buy, you know, their uniforms for the year and pictures and stuff like that.
Edgewood boys basketball coach Jay Brown says that's exactly why he's been bagging bottles for the past 15 years. But on the day WFIU caught up with him, he says the area isn't nearly as messy as normal.
We wouldn't consider this a heavy day, but it's enough. You know, it's amazing how people just leave their stuff laying around.
All in all, the crews agree this year's cleanups have been significantly lighter than previous years. A change Crabb says is due to new IU tailgating rules that encourage students to start heading to the stadium at least 10 minutes before kickoff. A rule that on this day helps the complex look like new at least an hour and a half before Crabb's noon goal. For WFIU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.